four on the top of Tesayim and Aleph. We're five lines down after the two dots. Rabbi Yam, Rabbi Yassi, have a kukatron, the Ganon, the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yam, Rabbi Yassi were both, they were tying together a chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. Amalhu, Adahu, Ahi, Yisrael, Yeshma, Milsul, Bevin, Drasha. So Rabbi Elazar said, listen, I'm not putting together the chuppah anyway, so I might as well go hear what's going on in the base madrash. I see Va'amar Lechu, and then I'll come and tell you guys what's going on there. So he went and he found a Tana that was learning from Rabbi Yochanan, that if you read Kriyat Shema, you made a mistake. You're not so sure where you made a mistake. But Emtza Perek, if you're in the middle of a Perek, Yachzor L'Rosh, go to the beginning of that Perek. Ben Perek L'Perek, if you don't know which Perek you're in, you don't know if you're in between V'Ahavta and V'Haya or V'Haya and V'Yomer, Yachzor L'Perek region, go back to the first one. If you're not sure which Uchsav Tem you're on, if the first or the second one, Yachzor L'Ksiva Rishon, then you have to go back to the first one. Rabbi Yochanan said the following, that's only if you haven't already started saying L'man Yerbu Yemechem. If you already said those words, Sorkin Yakova Asi, you're just choosing your language and you're going on that way. It's just like it's the normal way. So you assume you were by the second one. So Rabbi Elazar came back and told it to Rabbi Yassi. If we only came in order to hear that for it, that would have been enough for us. That's awesome. That's really cool. Mishnah. So workers, they read when they're on top of a tree or on top of a stone wall. And the reason why is because they can't take any time off. These guys are being paid by the hour. They can't take off any time to be able to take Kriyat Shema. So they read even when they're on top of a tree or on top of a stone wall. But they can't do that for Shmona Esrei. Chasson patur mikriyat Shema laila rishona ad motzei Shabbos. A chasson is patur mikriyat Shema on the first night and when they're together. Up until the motzei Shabbos, normally they got married on Tuesday night. That's the night of the fourth day of the week, the night of Wednesday. So that's Tuesday night. Right? They have until motzei Shabbos in the law. So if he has not completed the deed yet, he has 4 days to be able to be patur mikriyat Shema. Amesa Rebbe Gamliel shenasa isha v'kara laila rishona. Rebbe Gamliel got married, and that first night he read kriyat Shema. Milo tamid v'tamid said to him, "Lo tinu Rebbe nishu chasson patur mikriyat Shema." Didn't you teach us, Rabbi, that a chassan is potter from Kriyat Shema? What are you doing? I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to be mevatel for myself, malchus shemayim, even for an hour. So even though I'm technically potter, of course I'm going to do it. That's what he told him. That's the end of the Mishnah. Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan says the price. Umnin korn v'roshi ilu v'roshi nidva v'mispan v'roshi zayz v'roshi deina. These workers who are hourly paid workers, they can read one on top of the tree or on top of a stone wall. And they daven Shmona Esrei on top of an olive tree, on top of a fig tree. Those are big branches. He's not afraid of falling. V'shar kol adonos yordin l'matum v'mispan. But any other tree, he's got to go down and he's got to daven that way. Bal bayis ben kachol ben kach yordin l'matum v'mispan. But if you're a balabas, you own the place, then for sure, you know what? Go down and daven that way. V'shein datum yishav zlov. Because there's no way you're going to be settled, right? If you're standing like that and up there, so go down and daven that way because you can. So Rav Murray, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, the reason why is because daughter of Shmuel was taken unfortunately by somebody who was not Jewish as a captor. He ended up becoming Jewish, but he was not known by his name. Instead, Rav Murray was known as the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Lo Rav, he said to Rav, Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Umnin korn v'roshi ilim v'roshi nidbach. Workers can read from on top of a tree, on top of a stone wall, and lo boi kavana. So it must be they don't really need kavana. When you reach Shema, you gotta have kavana. Shema Yisrael is pay attention. Later on, it says Haskes Shema Yisrael. Malon Baskes, I've come Baskes. Just like over there, it says Haskes. You have to really pay attention. So to by Shema Yisrael over here, you gotta pay attention. So Ishta Kiva wasn't sure what to say. Yeah, you're right. You're supposed to have kavana. Why would they allow? Why would they be allowed to say Kriyat Shema on top of a tree where you're not gonna have kavana? Amalei Midu Shemilach Abaha. So Rava said back to Rav Mari, did you hear anything about this? Amalei Halchim Rav Sheshes. What Rav Sheshes told me. Who should be telling Malachim Makorin? Right, that's when they're batal from melacha and korin. If they're mevatal from their melacha, right, so that they're going to be able to read kavana with kavana, then rishayin li batal mi melachta. They're able to be mevatal from the melacha only if they're trying to do it correctly. That's the only time that they could actually do it. Wait a second, didn't Beis Hillel say you could work and read at the same time? Clearly, you don't need kavana. Perek Rishon, stop. You don't do anything during Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni, then you can keep working. So what we're saying is that for that first paragraph, you do as much as you can. Even though you're on top of a wall, on top of a tree, whatever it is, concentrate as much as you can. Perek Sheni, you don't have to concentrate as much. Tan Rabbana, and Apollon Shah, you also malachah, so balabais. Workers that were working for the balabais, Kohen Kriyat Shema, Levarchan Levanah, Lachara. They read Kriyat Shema, they make brachas beforehand and afterward of Kriyat Shema. They do the brachas before Kriyat Shema and after Kriyat Shema. But Ochaltam, Pitan, they eat the bread. Levarchan Levanah, Lachara, they make bread, brachas before they eat the bread and brachas after they eat the bread. Misfalon Filish, and they daven Shmona Esrei, and you're in Lifnei Teva, but they can't have a minion. They know they can't do Berachas Kohanim because it just takes too long. So we see that these workers, right, are allowed to do all these types of things, and it's not a problem whatsoever. So we say, well, Tani Me'ein Shmona Esrei, but we have another brisa that says they can't have a full Shmona Esrei. They've got to have a smaller version of Shmona Esrei. Rav Sheshes, Lokasha, Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, right? It says Rav Gamliel, and then there's Rav Yeshua. Rav Gamliel is the one that says that every single day you should have a regular Shmona Esrei, but Rav Yeshua says you can have a shortened version of Shmona Esrei. It's interesting, by the way, Rav Gamliel never worked a day in his life. He was a Nasi. Rav Yeshua worked every single day of his life. Rav Yeshua, my Yerya Polim, if you look all of the Nami, wait a second, Rav Yeshua doesn't just hold that workers can daven a shortened version of Shmona Esrei, he holds that everybody can daven a shortened version of Shmona Esrei. You're right. Both of them are Rav Gamliel, Lokasha Kambos and Bizkaran Kambos and Bizudasan. If they're working in order to get paid, then yeah, they're getting paid aside from their meals and stuff like that. Then they can't daven a full Shmona Esrei. They daven a smaller version of Shmona Esrei. But if they're getting paid by meals and they're not getting paid for money, they're just getting meals and that's that. So then they can daven a longer Shmona Esrei. Wait a second. We have another brisa. The workers that are doing malacha with the balabais, they can recreate Shmona. They can daven. They eat their bread. They don't make a bracha before it because it's only durabana, but they make brachas afterward. But only two brachas. Kate said, how do they do two brachas afterward? Bracha Rishona Kitikuna. They do the regular hazanas olam kulo. They do nodelecha and including the ala kol, they do bani Yerushalayim, etc. And it's all part of the same bracha. That's only if they're doing their scharav. Right? So they, if they're working for their sudas, or the balabais is sitting with them and he doesn't really care, then they can make all the brachos as normal. So this vatanya is not a brisa against it. This vatanya is vatanya bini chusa. It's trying to prove exactly what we just said, that as long as they're doing it just for their sudas, they can have a regular Shmona Esrei and regular benching and everything. Okay. Two dots bottom of the page. Chasam patim kriyashma. Chasam is patim kriyashma. Tan Rav will learn a brisa b'shivtoch v'yisab ra'alos of mitzvah. When you're sitting in your house, that's excluding somebody who's doing a mitzvah. Somebody who's doing a mitzvah is not chayiv to do kriyashma. V'lachto v'ader parat l'chasam. A chasam is not chayiv in kriyashma. Mikanam rokonis is besula patir v'esam amana chayiv. There we see that if a person marries a besula, they are patir. And if they marry an amana, you're chayiv. So my mashma, where do you see that from? How do you know you're going to be patir from marrying a besula? Amar papa ki derech ma derech rishus. Just like it says v'lachto v'aderech, derech is a rishus. It's anything that you can go on if you want to, and you don't have to go on if you don't want to. So to where you're chayiv if it's a rishus, but a mitzvah that's not a rishus, therefore you're potter. Milo askini to kazul ledvar mitzvah. Afilo achi amar rachman alikri says the Gemara. Wait a second, couldn't you be going to do a mitzvah? That's a derech as well. And the Torah is saying that you still have to recreate Shema. Mikein lemakra beleches. My belechtecha. Then you should say beleches. Why does it say belechtecha? Shema beleches zidachu lemachayiv. How the mitzvah appears. No, must teach me that if it's your way, then you're going to be chayiv in kriyashma. But if it's a mitzvah, then you're going to be potter from kriyashma. That's what it seems like it's going to be over here. A regular mitzvah you'd be part from Kriyashma. So the Gemara on Amud Beis, Tezanim Beis, Yachi, Mayur Yakon is Besula, Filukon is Amana Nami. Wait a second. If we're dealing with that, then it doesn't matter if you're marrying a Besula, even if you're marrying the Amana. We already did this Gemara before. Hacha Tarid. Hacha Lo Tarid. So we say you're Tarud if you're marrying a Besula, but you're not Tarud if you're marrying an Amana. It's just not the same type of mind business when you're marrying an Amana, a widow. Imishum Tirda, Filutavis Finos Vigam Nami. Wait a second. If it's an issue of Tirda that you're going to have something in your head, then even if your boat is sinking, you should be part from Kriyashma. Written in the Torah, except for tefillin, where it says pe'erish, number pe'erich chavosh alecha, etc. But why would he be potter? He shouldn't be potter whatsoever, because there's no real, there's tirda there, and the tirda shapatram. So amri hasam tirda rishus hachad tirda mitzvah. There's a difference. If it's tirda to rishus, right, then you're still chayiv. But if it's tirda to mitzvah, you're in the mitzvah of a mitzvah, then you're going to be potter. That's the idea behind it. So we have another mishnah. Rachas ala rishon shemesa ishto. So when Rabbi Gamliel's wife passed away, he washed that very night. Wait a second, Rabbi. You taught us that an avil is also to wash. I'm not like other people. I'm an isnes, and I can't stand that washing. Therefore, I'm allowed to wash. When Tevi, his servant, died, he accepted consolation. His Talmidim said to him, our Rebbe, you taught us, we don't accept consolation for Avadim Alehem. Tevi, my servant, was not like anybody else. Kashra, he was a very good Eved, and therefore I accepted consolation. So three things. Where he said one thing, but he did the opposite. Chasen, imrotza likrotz kriyashma laila rishon korei. Like Rav Gamliel, if a chasen wants to read kriyashma on the first night, he's allowed to. Rav Shem Gamliel, mer, Rav Shem Gamliel, that Rav Shem Gamliel of the original Rav Gamliel that we talked about, he says, lo kol rotzi litzos shem yito. Not everybody who takes HaKadosh Baruch's name is allowed to take it. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. So be careful with that. Don't just take it on for yourself. Says the Gemara, my time at Rav Gamliel, what's the reason Rav Gamliel? Except our newness lies with Rabban, an onain that night is midrabanan. B'chtiv v'acharisa ki yom mar. The next day is a bitter day. So that day, b'makom isnis lo gazer avir rabanan. So the day that the person dies, you're an isnis during that day. That for sure, you are not allowed to shower, you're not allowed to bathe in that whatsoever. But the night afterward, if you haven't buried the dead yet, makom isnis, if you're an isnis lo gazer rabanan, the rabanan when that goes there, and therefore you can go ahead and shower, you could bathe on that night. Ukshmeis tavi avdon when tavi's servant died. Tal rabanan. We have a brisa. Avadim u'shvachos ein v'dimalein b'shura. When you have avadim u'shvachos, when an eved of yours or shifcha of yours dies and you're burying them, you don't stand in line to accept tenachum in front of them. You don't do the bracha of the avelim. Tenachum yavelim. You don't have consolation. You don't say amakom yinachem ischan. One time, the shifcha of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus died. So his talmidim came in to be menachem, and they knew that she was a great shifcha. As soon as he saw them, he ran up to the second floor so they wouldn't follow him. They came after him. He went to another area. They came after him. He went to the hallway. They came after him. I thought you guys would be burned in even warm water, and that's it. You guys could get a hint. And even if I pour hot water on you, do you not get it? Look, haven't I taught you? That you don't stand in line, you don't do berachos avelim, you don't do techumi avelim. So what do you say if a shifcha or an eved dies? Just like when somebody loses an ox or a donkey, may God fulfill what you've lost. And that's the way you say it by an eved and a shifcha. You can't treat an eved and a shifcha as if they're mamash yours. Now remember, we're talking about eved kenani and Eved Kenani and Shifcha Kenanis over here. These people are technically Jewish, but they are absolutely not part of the family. That's not what they are, and therefore you cannot accept tenchumin for them, and they're not like that. The closest thing that they can is like when a person loses something that he owns. That's what it's like. Oh, we don't really understand what it means to have an Eved and a Shifcha nowadays. Tani Idach, we have another Bresa. Avadim Shvachos in Masbidun Otan. Avadim Shvachos, you don't give Hesbedim for them. Rabbi Yosef, Eved Kashru, if he's an Eved Kashru, Omelov, you could say, Hoi, Yishtov and Eman. Whoa, he was a good and believe and trustworthy servant. Then enemy Gio, we benefited from everything he did. Omelov, and came on after. That's what you can say by a regular person. That's a good thing to say by anybody, right? Not just by an eved and a shivcha, so you might as well not say it. Either way, Tan Rabbana. In Korin Avos Ola Shalosha, there's only three people that we call Avos. In Korin Imoz, Ola Arba, and the Imoz are only four. Avos, my time. Why do we only call Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Avos? Elam Mishun Duli Adinim Reuven Kasin and Yimashim Kasin. If it's because we don't know if we come from Reuven or from Shimon, Yachi Imoz Nami Luli Adinim Rachel Kasin and Milea Kasin, but then Imoz. We don't know if we come from Rachel or Leah, so why do we call both of them Rachel Imenu and Leah Imenu? El Adach Chashivi Tvelo Chashivi. Until there is Chashuv. More than that, they're not as Chashuv. And therefore, even by the Shvatim, you don't call them Avinu. We don't say Yosef Avinu or Reuven Avinu or Yehuda Avinu. Tan Idach, Avonim Shvachos and Kornos and Abba Ploni Vima Plonis. And another verse says, by Avonim Shvachos, we don't call them Abba Ploni and Ima Plonis. But Shal Rebbe Gamliel, all you Kornos and Abba Ploni and Ima Plonis. They did by Rebbe Gamliel's servants. Maisel Istor, is that Maisa coming to be Soser, what we have in the Brisa? Mishim to Chashivi. No, they were Chashuv. They're really Chashuv, they can. But normally, we don't call Avos to anybody but the three Avos, and we don't call Imos to anybody else. Right, the only time we do it, right, is by really special servants. We'll call them Abba Ploni and Maplonis by Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, two dots. I'm Rebbe Elazar. So I will bless you in my lifetime. In your name, I will lift up my hands. I'll lift my hands right to your name. It refers to Kriyashman Tefila. If you do so, both of those, all of because more, the puzzle says, just like the fat and the grains of the vealty spanafshi, it will satisfy my soul. You'll get two different worlds, Olam Hazel and Olam Haba. Right, my lips will sing out the praises of my mouth. Okay, that was Rabbi Elazar. Now we're going to get through a bunch of tefillos that all of these Amoraim would say. Great tefillos each one would say. Some of them you'll recognize, some of them you might not recognize. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, once he finished his tefillah, he would say like this. There should lie in our lot, in our laps, Ava and Achva, brotherhood, peace and friendship. We should have a lot of Talmidim in our borders. And we should be Matzliach at the very end, with an end and a hope. You should allow us to have good friends and Yitzhak in your world and Ashkam and Yachil Levavenu. We should have all everything we hope for. Liyira Shemacha to fear your name. And the Chorus Nafshino, everything we should need should come out good. Okay, that's the first feel of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan, Basar Matzayim Tzolos Yom Rahachi. When Rabbi Yochanan finished, he would say the following: you should see our embarrassment with Tabu Rasinu. You should see all the horrible things that have happened to us. This lavish Rachamecha, but his kasba Azecha, but Uzecha. You should adorn yourself with your Rachamim and cover yourself with your O's, with your strength, with Tisatu Bechasidu Secha, and wrap yourself in your Chasidu Tisazu Benechinu Secha. With you should gird yourself with all of your Chain. The Tavlo Nachamidas Tovu Chamen Vanvisanu Secha. You should have all your good midos and your anivus come in front of us. Rabbi Zera Matzayim Tzolos Yom Rahachi. Rabbi Zera said the following: you should say the following. Years of Vanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shalom Nechata. We should not sin. Velo Nevosh. We should not be embarrassed. Velo Nikalim. We should not be shamed. May Avoseinu. Yours may Avoseinu more than what our fathers had. That's Rabbi Zera's tefillah after he finished davening. Rabbi Chiya Basar Matzayim Yom Rahachi. When Rabbi Chiya finished davening, he said, Years of Vanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shtei Turas Chaim Vanaseinu. Al Yad Veluvinu. Allow Torah to be our umnis, our work. Don't let ourselves be sad. Velo Yashko Einenu. Don't let our eyes be darkened. Rab Basar Tzolos Yom Rahachi. When Rab finished davening, he said, Years of Vanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shtei Don Lenu Chaim Aruchim. Chaim Shal Shalom. Chaim Shal Toiva. Chaim Shal Brocha. Chaim Shal Parnasa. Chaim Shal Chilut Tzatzamais. Chaim Shal Chilut Tzatzamais means where your bones are fitting together and everything's all good. Chaim Shal Yerushma Yeres Chait. Chaim Shal Embon Bushul Chlima. We should never have any embarrassment or shame. Chaim Shal Oysher Vechava. You'd riches and honor. Chaim Shal Yevon Wavasur Yerushmaim. Chaim Shal Melanu As Kumi Shalos Levinu Tova. You should have all of our things that request for good, and that's what we say on Birchas Achodesh when we bless the new moon on Shabbos. That was Rav's tefillah after his davening. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Basil Tzol Yom Rahachi, when he finished, he said the following: Here is one of the you should save me from brazenness and brazen people. May Adam Rabbi Fagara, from bad people and from bad things that happen. May Yitzhara, from the Yitzhara. May Chavara, from a bad friend. May Shachem Rav, from a bad neighbor. May Satan Rashis, from the Satan. May Din Kashim, Baldin Kashim, from a bad din, from a Baldin that's bad. May Shubim Brazen, whether he's George or not, Vagov at the Kami Katsutia led Rebbe, even though he had bodyguards with him all the time. Nonetheless, he would say that this is what we say at the end of Brachos. At the very end of Mavir Shani Meinoi, Rav Safra Batzulz Yomar Halchi, Rav Safra, the seventh one so far. He, after his davening, he said the following: Years of Menachah Shem Elokeinu, Shetasum Shalom B'Pamal Yishmaylo B'Pamal Yishamato. There should be peace in the heavens above and down below. Bein Talmidim Oskin B'Torah Secha, Bein Oskin Lishma, Bein Oskin Shaloshma. Be the Talmidim that are learning your Torah, whether doing Lishma or not. V'Chol Oskin Shaloshma, Yitzon Shiyu Oskin Lishma. Those who aren't doing Lishma, they should eventually do it Lishma. We'll stop with that right now. Four lines down in Yud Zayin and Aleph.